Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Jim, you've done some traveling in Europe, haven't you?
Yeah, Patrick. I've been to a few different countries.
That's cool. Have you ever visited the Baltic Sea region?
No, but I'd love to. How about you?
Well, the closest I've come is buying Baltic Avenue in Monopoly. I always try to get that in Mediterranean Avenue. My theory is that since they're located just after Go, there are lots of opportunities for a potential winner. For example, if you pair the purples and the yellows...
Okay, Patrick, we're getting so many calls. So many, they just keep coming. The calls just keep coming. People wanting to talk about new music they discovered, and we so appreciate that. I mean, so it's much great stuff and out there.
Like you said yesterday, such an interesting variety of stuff, too. It's not like it's, you know, all indie rock or all country or anything. It's such a nice mix.
Totally. So we're going to do three listener new music calls today. Do I have that right? Yeah, three. And the show is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And let's just go. Let's just dive right in. Call number one here. Oh, and I think this first call, I believe, combines a March and an April pick because this caller got his March pick in too late to be included in that.
Okay.
So in this call, he just basically combined the two, which works. Okay.
Sure.
Hello, Jim and Patrick. Hello, interns, patrons, and all fellow listeners. This is Greg speaking from Poland, as usual. That time straight from the Baltic Sea. I know that I have missed several months with my picks. There was pretty hard to find something worth to share, as well as I have a delay with my last call about album Forever Only Idaho by Harrison Lemke. So before I go further, please check this album as well. It's pretty good written and told story from Idaho countryside, played in simply way, but with a strong message to the listeners. I'm so glad with all episodes you released last time. You choose so ingenious topics and you can tell about it with real passion. Also, thanks for patrons and listeners for engagement in Rockin' the Suburb content as well. Okay, getting back to the point, this will be actually my first time when my recommendation belongs to European artist, because since my first call about Doors album, I consequently picked up something from American music. Not in April, where I discovered album with simply titled Music, recorded by Dutch artist called Benny Sings. Sings like sings the song. So Benny Sings. Never heard about him before, but never mind. He delivered to my ears music exactly I needed to go into spring with proper way and in proper mood. Not difficult to predict that when album is titled Music, so music will be crucial here. And indeed, Benny takes us on a journey to late 70s, early 80s era with soft rock influenced sounds. This is just positive, breezy music, sounds like yacht rock, moving to dance, moving to be in a good mood. And Benny's soulful vocal seems to be just another instrument in his band. On my case, I can warn you that the blend of this music is a bit addictive. And my whole April was full of Benny Sings music. As a sample of that drug, let's try with Sunny Afternoon. My second pick was amazing surprise for me personally, as All Your Favorite Bands is one of my best songs ever. And that song was covered by well-known members of Rock in the Suburb community. It's great. If someone of fellow listeners still didn't check this song, you should do it. It's available on a YouTube channel or on Rock in the Suburbs websites. So thanks a lot for Niklas, Kurt, Judy, Brittany, Bill, and the rest of engaged people. Really cool, and it was so good to see all of you together across the world. That's all from my side. Probably you heard Baltic Sea on my record. This is because I have just sitting on the beach together with my dog called Baba, and I thought that it could be a good place to send this message to you. It's windy, but please remember that sea waves love the wind. Thanks, bye. And you know, guys, that the Baltic Sea is definitely not a warm sea. Please remember about it.
Oh, I want to sit on the Baltic Sea awesome. With my dog. Can I do that? That sounds great.
Yeah, that
even if it's not
refreshing.
A warm sea, that's okay. Yeah. Just sit by it. sounds wonderful, right?
Pretty damn refreshing. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Record a message, a wonderful message. So glad to hear Greg with those nice thoughts about the video too. That was great. Glad that he really enjoyed that.
Yes. Yeah, that for people cool. who don't know, go to our YouTube channel, search for Rock in the Suburbs on YouTube and find our channel. And we have a video there of all your favorite bands by Dawes that we covered, listeners covered, right? And we made a video out of it. So good. Anyway.
It's great.
I just want to point out, too, that, you know, if you go to, like, say, Patrick, if you go to, say, like Ocean City, Maryland, you know, too early in the year, it can also be a cold sea. Like,
that's true.
If you go, you know, like right now, like in May.
Still pretty chilly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Takes a while for Atlantic Ocean to warm up. So.
Yep.
But you know what? You can always spend your time playing a lot of skee ball and getting some Thrasher's fries.
There you go. Yep. Eat some funnel cake.
That's right. Do all that sort of thing. Anyway, where was I going here? Okay, so let's start here with he had his first pick that he mentioned was actually the March pick. Like I said, he called in, left this March pick, and then it was just too late, so he just combined it into this one. The artist is Harrison Lemke, and the song is Only Idaho Forever.
Last night everything froze over. It's back to work today. The car is warming up out in the weekday street. The sound of someone else's money being made. And the highways curve. And the trucks barrel down them like pain down a nerve. But there's only one place they ever go. Forever only Idaho. Forever only Idaho. Billboards proclaiming salvation all the way to work. But if it's Christ or the Powerball or quitting cigarettes, well, it's hard to tell for sure. And a song comes on, one that made you feel better in days that are gone. But there's only one place the echoes go. Forever only Idaho. Forever only Idaho.
All right, there you go.
Cool.
Only Idaho Forever. It sounds a bit like Mountain Goats to me.
I was going
to
say, John Donnell influence without a doubt, and that's not a bad thing at all. I mean, if you're going to be able to write and pair that music with those sharp lyrics, that's really, really good. Yep. I'm not familiar with the artist at all. Have you ever heard?
No. Yep.
Okay.
Now, this next one is Benny Sings.
Mm-hmm.
This song is Sunny Afternoon. That's pretty cool. That's a nice tune.
Yeah, that really nice. I liked it a lot. And I'll tell you, if you're going to call your album music and have a song in there called Sunny Afternoon, it better be pretty good. And that was was very good.
Yeah. That's a good song for this time of year. This is like right when we need that.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yep.
And also, and not only just this time of year, but I also think just the circumstances too. This would be a good time to, you know, with the world sort of reopening, right?
Celebrate that kind of
like
it
almost
here,
has
yeah.
a feeling of like that Bill Withers song Lovely Day or that kind of thing,
yeah.
right? You know?
Yeah. Like Little Jubilation is nice. And I notice Benny Sings is on Stone's Throw Records, another artist on their very eclectic label. That's an excellent label.
I'm not familiar with that, really.
Yeah. Okay. It's a U.S. label. Very cool.
All right. All right. And let's stay over in Europe there. By the way, it thrills me to no end that we have a loyal listener in Poland.
My God. Me too.
Wonderful. Wonderful. We so appreciate it, Greg. All right. Let's see here. Now we're going to go, we're going to stay on that continent. And this listener has theme music.
Jim and Patrick, interns and fellow listeners, Niklas from Sweden calling about the April new music picks. My first pick is a French band, or really a French woman called Marion Brunetteau, or something like that. Pardon my French, literally. Her band is called, it's even harder to pronounce, Requin Chagrin, or something like that. Something to do with a shark, a sad shark of some sort. She composes this electronic pop in French, and it's got this airy, light feel to it. And I wish I could write songs like this, melodic and dreamy, and in French. I mean, is there a better language to sing pop in than French? I don't think so. She's on a label called KMS Disc, which is a French label started by the singer of French band Andochine, Nicolas Sirkis. Andochine has been around for 40 years, still making brilliant music. And he signs acts that he really, really likes. Well, who doesn't? But he's got a big connection with them. And this is her third record, and it sounds like I mean, the first two ones, you could actually hear the connections to the Andersen's music as well. And a little bit on this third one as well. She dropped a single in March called Deja Vu, which is brilliant. But if you feel the need to take something from the April release, I'd go with Foo, F-O-U. Brilliant, brilliant song. The second pick is from a Swedish band called Digsys. They sound just like they just stepped off a space shuttle from Manchester in the mid-90s. And I don't think Digsys is just picked randomly. I believe it's probably sort of a hint to Digsys' Dinner by Oasis. Apparently this is their debut single. And yeah, give it a spin. I really like it. Yeah, and it's called All Right. The song is called All Right. So, all right then. That's my picks for April. Hope you're all doing well. Stay safe out there. Hope you get the vaccine in case you haven't already. So, talk to you next month. Bye-bye.
All right, always great to hear from Niklas.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, so we'll start with the French song, yes. Foo.
Hmm?
Just sounds great,
yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I'm just thinking about Niklas's observation that the French language is so beautiful to sing it, and it is. It's almost like velvet and like butter the way it kind of melds into music like that. Really nice.
Yes, but it was funny when he had trouble like pronouncing the artist's name, and I'm not even going to try here.
No way.
Because there's something about the construction of French with the, I don't know, the way the vowels and the consonants are put together, whatever, that it can be difficult sometimes for someone who's not a native speaker to say the words. And there's actually an old Steve Martin bit that was really funny about that, about a guy who died speaking French. He like was
is
like,
that right?
Joke. What happened? What happened to this man? He spoke French. Yes. So anyway.
Nice.
Okay. Next up is Digsys with All Right.
Time's flying by. In a city now so gray, that I've been seen before.
All right, there you go. You can definitely hear the Oasis comparisons there.
Absolutely, yep. Mm-hmm. And that music, when it's done well like that, is super enjoyable. You know, it really, really is.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, we have one more call today.
Okay, for today, great.
Hey, Jim, Pat, interns, everybody. Jason from New York calling in with free for the month of April. Hope everybody's doing well. First pick, Silver Synthetic out of New Orleans, who released their self-titled album, Silver Synthetic. The band is a combination of members of two bands who primarily do psychedelic slash punk rock. But this band in band Silver Synthetic do really good upbeat indie rock. Song I recommend is Around the Bend. The second is a happy welcome back to Jacob Dylan and the Wallflowers, who released the song Roots and Wings in anticipation of a new album coming in July. Big Jacob Dylan, Wallflowers fan. Really still love the album Bringing Down the Horse. And excited for the new release in July. And this is a nice aperitif in anticipation of the new album. Lastly, an oldie but a goodie, Peter Frampton, who released Peter Frampton Forgets the Words. In 2019, I tagged along with a friend who really wanted to see Peter Frampton as part of his farewell tour in Madison Square Garden. Frampton, for medical reasons, will no longer be touring, but will be releasing new music. Any event, really glad that my friend showed me the way to the garden that night. Sorry for the bad pun. The show was really good. Really got me interested in Frampton again. This album that came out last month was his first release since that show. Very good album. It's Frampton doing instrumental versions of famous, not so famous rock songs. Standouts are his cover of Roxy Music's Avalon, George Harrison's Isn't It a Pity, but the track that I really love is his cover of Radiohead's Reckoner. It was the lead single when the project was announced, and it's a song I keep on going back to. Any event, those are my three picks. Hope everybody continues to do well. And thanks again for the podcast.
All right. Thank you, Jason.
Yeah, good to hear from you. Thank you very much. Did he just say Peter Frampton covered Radiohead? Did I get that right?
That's what he said.
Wow, that's weird.
The song is,
seems weird to me.
Yeah. The song is Reckoner. We'll save that for the play out. That way out on a cover. So hold that thought. Let's get to the two others you mentioned here. The first is Silver Synthetic, and the song is Around the Bend.
So sad to be lost.
That is a really nice little pop song.
Yeah, that was very cool. I think that should be, you know, like we talked about the other day, the band playing in the basement in the corner.
Yeah,
it could be
right.
The other act. It would be an awesome party.
Be a great party. Yeah.
Really cool song. Yeah, very catchy.
Loved it. Okay. And then the Wallflowers. Remember the Wallflowers?
Man, I got to tell you, I hadn't thought about the Wallflowers or Peter Frampton in many a year,
but
here I find myself doing it.
Let Jason be your guide back
there
to your past. Wallflowers, the song is Roots and Wings.
You're such a heavy bird, you never get far on your own. For your feathers, well, you're hopping down the road. Yeah, you were born to walk the earth, yeah, with your back against the cold. I know you never had a purpose till I wore you on my back like a corpse. You're in your evening gloves, you're off the farm taking big city drugs.
All right, there you go.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah, Jacob Dylan, still getting it done.
His music has this kind of rambling, ambling kind of a feel to it that feels very familiar. It's like putting on an old jean jacket or, you know, a pair of jeans or something like that. It just feels really comfortable and right. And I think it's always kind of been that way. And I think that's great that they're putting out a new album. I didn't even know they were still together, to
no,
be completely
I know.
1,000% honest.
Isn't that funny?
With you.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Thank you. Thanks to all the callers today. Wonderful selection.
Thanks, everyone.
And tomorrow we will wrap up April New Music. All right?
Great.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's get out of here. It's Rock in the Suburbs.
Okay.
I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you all tomorrow. As it was playing, I was thinking to myself, I don't know if I've ever heard a song about Idaho. And then I was like, oh, of course, My Own Private Idaho.
Ah,
that was a pretty big deal, right?
Yes, that's right. Yep.